Trying to behave ourselves on the story? Well, y'all know what we thinking right now.
I'm ready for the night. I got a little extra energy. I don't know what might come out of my mouth tonight.
As your kids, tell them go sit their bad asses down so we're grown folks in here talking.
TGIF.
Everybody, it's your girl Claudia Jordan. After a week off, we are back with another brand new fresh episode of TGIF. Now, we are here to spill the tea and break down some of the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. So please sit back, relax, grab yourself a cocktail or tea or whatever it is you want to put in your mouth and get ready for the show. Now, please welcome multimedia personality and talk show host, Funky Dineva.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. What are you supposed to say when you come back from Thanksgiving break? Happy Christmas.
Nothing.
Happy holidays.
There you go.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays to you as well, sir. And please welcome brand strategist Al Reynolds. What's up, Al?
What's going on, Claudia?
I am so good.
I see you have no glasses on. Did you get your eyes fixed?
I had surgery. They put me under. They done took the old lens out. They put a new lens in. So I went from 20/70 vision to 20/15. That's how bad it was. I never have to have it done again.
Is it like LASIK?
It's beyond. It's LASIK is like junior varsity compared to this. This is real deal. They put you to sleep. So one eye is like super sharp and the other eye, y'all still blurry. I can't see not much.
Okay.
So I get the other eye done on our next in a couple of weeks. So I'm super excited. It's changed my life. Look how thick my glasses were. Like, look how strong they were. You see that?
Yeah, you was giving old granny librarian.
Well, that is no more. So now I can see what the hell's going on. So how's everybody feeling? What y'all do during the break? How was y'all's break?
I'm still eating leftovers. Shouts out to T.S. Madison's mom, Miss Mary. You know, Maddie is from Miami. And she came home and Miss Mary cooked and they allowed me to participate with their family. When I tell you that woman cooked the house down, there is not a Black soul food dish alive that we did not have at Miss Mary's house. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Is that where you got all your leftovers from?
That's where I got the majority. I got the majority of it. Then I got another friend, you know, cooked some dressing and gave me a big Ziploc full of dressing. And another friend cooked ham, gave me a big Ziploc full of ham. So I'm good to go. I got enough food in here for a zombie apocalypse. Like, I'm good.
Very good. Very good. Al, how was your Thanksgiving?
You know, my Thanksgiving was a whole lot of funerals. I think we shared on the last show, you know, my last living aunt on my mother's side, last living uncle on my dad's side. But let me tell you what the great thing about it is, funerals bring all your families together. So because one was on Monday and one was on Tuesday, I got to see both of my families on my dad's side and my mom's side for Thanksgiving. So it ended up turning, you know, a very unfortunate situation to a very fortunate situation. So I had a nice time.
Very good. Making a positive out of a negative.
What did you and KJ do?
This is the first year I didn't go home to see my family, which was kind of, Thanksgiving's a weird holiday for me because it's like a special one that me and my grandmother were really, really, I would go home, I would pick her up, she would scam me for money, we'd go to the casino together, and that would be our thing. And she passed away 3 years ago. So I kind of hate going back home now because I don't see her and I keep wanting to go by her house. So I stayed in Dallas this time. KJ had his kids and we just had a whole thing at his family's house. And it was cool. It was cool. Except for my migraine headache because it was a day after my 2 days after my surgery.
I was about to say, I know you didn't cook because the people, you know, I did an Instagram post that said, tag a celebrity that you won't eat from.
I saw that bullshit.
They were all did they say Claudia?
They were like, Claudia Joy.
You know what's crazy? I really can cook.
And I thought you could cook. Yeah, I've seen you cook on your Instagram.
And I was on Chopped. I was on Celebrity Chopped and I almost won. Like I was down to me and Karina from Dance with the Stars and I got robbed because one of the judges liked her. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to cook for y'all one day. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right, let's jump into some hot topics. Stacey Abrams announced today that she's running for governor in 2022. The Associated Press reported the announcement will most likely set up a rematch between Abrams and Republican Governor Brian Kemp. What are your thoughts? It's the payback time, I think.
I'm super duper excited, and I honestly feel in my heart of hearts that she is going to get it this time because she was so close last time. I think minority groups are going to be super energized. And quite frankly, I think there are a lot of people in Georgia who are tired of Brian Kemp. Some of those people who were on the fence, he has really showed his racist ways. And I think those on the fence voters, or those voters that got a little bit of voter regret, are going to vote for Stacey Abrams this go round.
Brian Kemp also pissed off some of the Trump supporters with not handing the election on over, handing Georgia over to Trump like he could. But, you know, Trump got mad about that. They didn't put use his influence. Al, what do you think about Stacey Abrams running for governor? And do you think she'll win this time?
You know, I think this couldn't have come at a better time, her announcing this. As you know, we haven't, there's no other Democratic candidate that's come forward to announce their running, so she'll be running single ticket, hopefully. And the Republicans are all in uproar, like you said, because of the confusion around Kemp and what he did with the Donald Trump support. So, hey, I think it's time. I think it's time for Georgia to do what Georgia should have done many, many years ago.
What do you think about Herschel Walker, though, running against Reverend Warnock? Who do you think will win that? Because brother against brother, you got the Reverend against a football star.
I don't fool with that Herschel.
You see his son on the internet, his son that goes hard.
And that old weird ass son of his, I don't fool up with him.
Herschel Walker was on my season of Celebrity Apprentice. We'll leave it at that. I'll just say that he was always greasy. Let's just say that. Okay.
Greasy. All right.
Always greasy. Always greasy. You know them old school movies like Roots and all that? Everybody was just greasy all the time. I'm like, you ain't working that hard. Okay, anyways, let me shut up. All right, let's get into this. Over 200 people have signed a petition to stop Will and Jada Pinkett Smith from doing any more interviews. People are over it. They don't want to hear any more about their business and about how Will Smith be throwing up after he has sex. People believe the couple have overshared way too much of their personal lives. What are your thoughts on the idea of the petition? And would you like to add y'all's signature to this petition to stop the Smiths from this recklessness?
You know, I think this petition is funny as hell. Now, listen, I'm not going to go out of my way to find it, but if you put it in front of me right now, I actually would just sign it real quick and go on about my business. Here's what Will and Jada got to understand. This has got to hurt. They're not reading the room, and people are honestly saying to them, they're looking them in the face and saying, we don't like y'all right now. Like, we don't care. We don't like y'all. Y'all are weird as hell. You're freaking us out. Like, we would just like it if y'all would disappear and go back to being regular. Now, I don't know if that Scientology don't mess them up or if they ran there eating vegan. I don't know what it is that got them acting up, but they... Something ain't right now. And I think it might be some voodoo hoodoo on that red table that done got into their family and got them telling all their business.
Al, you signed the petition or not?
So I have a confession. I am one of the 6,000, Claudia. The petition number is up to 6,000 now. I signed it when it was at 4,000. I actually signed a petition. And let me tell you the reason why I signed a petition. I signed a petition because I've always, and I've said this before on the show, Will and Jada have always been Black royalty to me. You know, Will Smith was the king of the box office. July 4th, he always dropped a movie and he was just like untouchable to me in my mind. And what they're doing right now just kind of reeks of desperado to me and clout chasing. But let me tell you, this is an interesting thing. The interesting thing is, now we down for Jada. Jada has always messed with the Black blogs and all of that. But now the Black blogs are starting to cover Will, and we've never seen that before. Will was always the talent that was in the People magazines and the Us magazines and stuff like that. He was always in the high cotton, and now we see him down in the Black blogs, and we're looking at him in a different way. So it's almost like, you know, when you're falling from your grace, you always run back to the community to support you when you don't feel as high as you used to be. I just feel like they could spend less time sharing about their lives. Let me just imagine the old Will and Jada.
Again, not reading the room. We liked you better before. We're hearing about you throwing up during sex. Like, and some of the stories are just gross.
And a lot of it is just useless information. You know what I'm saying? It'd be different. And, you know, I can understand them talking about him and her and Cherie, you know, co-parenting. That's information people can use. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know, I'm in that situation. You throwing up after sex. You
had so much sex that it made you vomit when you would come. Climax. I'm sorry, Foxhole.
Down and they no, they probably was in the heaven and certainly sex or what? Hold on now, what?
Yeah, what is he doing that he having sex so hard he throwing up?
He said he was doing it so much, like he started to like he would be physically ill. When he would climax, like he would sometimes vomit.
And from doing it so much to
with who?
I don't know.
A hush fell over Jerusalem.
he's throwing up.
Chris Cuomo have y'all ever thrown up during sex?
Or only after what I was drinking too much.
Actually, I have.
I can believe that.
But it's because I was drunk and the room started spinning.
Have y'all ever done something where you're like, that was nasty? I'm disgusted with myself. Al, I know that's a yes for you.
No, don't do that to me. Oh, probably so. Yeah.
Q.
But sometimes when I get in that zone, I can't get out of the zone. So whatever goes down just might have to go down. You know what I mean?
Wow. You know, I'm very conservative.
Q. He's a man who shits behind dumpsters. I mean, duties behind dumpsters.
Q. Believe you have a gentleman caller, threesomes, gentleman callers.
And we be having conservative sex, okay?
Samoans, married couples.
700 club, real Bible study.
You had a man choking you up a balcony. What are you saying right now?
But what I'm saying is when it comes to that, I'm not into all that wisdom. Give me regular sex. I have regular sex. I don't do all that crazy stuff. I did have somebody do something very nasty to me, but we can't discuss that on air. I'll tell y'all on commercial break.
What?
It's too graphic for this program.
So basically he'll have sex with anybody, but it'll just be regular sex.
Not just anybody.
That sounds like both of y'all, actually.
Most bodies, not anybody. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Speaking of, let's move on. This is just going to get us in trouble. Chris Cuomo has been suspended indefinitely from his position at CNN after new details emerge about how he helped his brother Andrew Cuomo during his sexual harassment scandal. Now, it's been reported that the new documents released by the New York Attorney General's office reveal that Cuomo allegedly used his media sources to gain information about his brother's accusers. He was also allegedly in contact with Andrew's top aide. Now, Cuomo allegedly pressed sources for information on his brother's accusers and reported back to the governor's staff. And he was active in helping craft their responses to the charges. What are your thoughts on Chris Cuomo's suspension? And can you blame him for wanting to help his brother? I think that's a tricky situation to be in regardless of policy. What do y'all think?
He did what he was supposed to do. His brother was in a sticky situation. He had some resources. He lent his resources and leveraged his resources to help his brother. I don't know a person alive that would not do that for a sibling or a family member. Unfortunately, you know, it's unethical per his career choice or whatever the case. And it looks like it's cost him his job. But and I'm a little disappointed that he's in trouble because I like the Cuomos and I don't like any scandal put on either of their names. But I ain't even mad. I'm not outraged. I'm not mad. And I honestly hope he maybe sits out for a year and is able to return to journalism.
Oh, I'll miss him. Al, what do you think?
You know, I think that this is like you said, this is something that I would have done. I would have protected my brother, even though he did compromise his journalistic integrity by becoming a political consultant to his brother's camp. But let me share something, guys. I think something is going on over there at CNN, and I don't really know what it is, but I know that it's more than what we know. This is an opportunity. There's no happenstance that both Cuomo and Don Lemon are being under attack. And they're both being under attack for similar things. And they're just trying to figure out what sticks. Now, for my point of view, though, Now, this is just me speaking. I think this is an opportunity for CNN to rebrand and restructure, and they need to bring in some fresh new talent. And I think they need to bring in fresh new talent for Cuomo, for Don Lemon, and for Cooper. I mean, that's what I think. I think this whole debacle going on at CNN is forcing them to actually fish for better and new talent.
I don't know. I think Cuomo and Don Lemon are at the top of their game. I think there's very few people more concise, more on point than the two of them. I love both of their shows. And I think it's unfortunate because, you know, when CNN would benefit from the privileged information with Cuomo at the helm and being able to tell you stuff and access to the governor, it was all good. But now I understand there's, you know, there's rules.
Well, I feel like
in that position would do that same thing. I don't think bloggers, everyone does that. Hey, girl, heads up, they about to drop the story on you. That's a hard position to be in.
I just want to say that I think they're both great. You know, I've said it before. I think I enjoy Don. I enjoy Chris. I'm just saying CNN cannot have two very one sexual assault accusation and one under a journalistic integrity accusation on another sexual assault accusation. It just does not look good for the platform. I'm not saying that I want them to go. I'm just saying that this could be an opportunity to bring some fresh energy in there.
It's frustrating because once again, on the Democratic side, there's a standard of we have to self-correct. But on the Fox News side, you see just time and time again, sexual harassment, all kinds of allegations, drugs, all kind of stuff. Nothing seems to stop their host. If the numbers are high, they rock with them. And that sucks. You know, anyways, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Good segment, guys. We'll be back with more TGIF after the break. Welcome back to TGIF. We see you in the comments. Let me go ahead and read some of the comments and see what the people are saying. Shamar, look at no glasses. Shamar Iverson said, careful when you support your family. Sometimes they'll drag you down with them. That man had his immediate family to consider. Tadisha Ashley says, Claudia is cracking me up. I needed this laugh after a terrible day at work. Aw. And Will says, y'all wild tonight. I love it. Oh, Will also says, this has to be the highest rated show on Fox Soul. I think we're up there. We up there.
Yeah.
All right. Like Will thinks.
Speaking of being wild, students at Arizona State University want killer Kyle Rittenhouse withdrawn from online classes and banned from the campus. Now, several student-led organizations are referring to Rittenhouse as murderer Kyle Rittenhouse and are preparing a campus rally to encourage the university's administration to meet their demands. Now, the students say they don't feel safe knowing that a mass shooter was carelessly allowed to be admitted to the school at all. Do those students have a point?
Those students most definitely have a point. And I don't know, Al will probably know better because he know everything, but I don't know the law behind, you know, how you're able to discriminate in terms of admissions. But if I was a school, I would not want, if I was the president of a college, I would not want my college affiliated any way, shape, or form with Kyle Rittenhouse. I would be looking, the students wouldn't even have to do this because I would be finding every loophole we could to deny his admission and to distance ourselves from him.
Al, what do you think?
You know, number one, Kyle Rittenhouse dropped out of high school. So he won't be going to anybody's college until he gets his GED or until he gets a high school degree. Number two, we know that Arizona State issued a statement and they said he did not go through the admission process and he is not a student in the nursing school at all. Number three, we know that what Kyle is a part of is an open online portal where schools offer classes that anybody's called non-degree classes that anybody can take. And we know that his lawyers told him to take these classes so that when he goes to court, he can say that he's enrolled in a college class, not a cop into college. Now, I am super proud, though, of those Arizona State University students for causing a protest and letting Kyle know that, listen, you can't be a killer and practice that and exercise that white privilege over here. You're not going to walk around like nothing ever happened. And if you ever do get a degree, you're not welcome here.
I love that he didn't even graduate high school. And yet these ridiculous Republicans are begging to get this killer as their intern. So that's what you want? A college, a high school dropout that was that has whether he's found guilty. Not guilty of murder, but he did murder people. Let's be very clear about that, right? But these people are tripping over themselves to go after this man.
And they want to claim that they're not racist. Then what then do you have in common? Why then is Kyle Rittenhouse of any importance to you? Because if it's not about race, then I mean, he killed people. Like, why is that of value to y'all? And it's a value because he represents their core values, which is screw Black people.
Right. You know what was so interesting was we saw that he recently visited with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and Donald Trump praised him. Yeah. Said that he's a commendable young man and what he did was right and was very patriotic and represents the United States of America.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, it kind of does, doesn't it?
It does.
When was there a time where we, you know, white men have been getting away with this kind of stuff since they got here? So you know, he is actually not lying. He does represent America in its messed up state right now.
You know, I was getting real nervous about our next election cycle and whether Donald Trump is going to run again. But I love the fact that Ghislaine Maxwell got her ass down there to that courthouse, baby, and she is singing like a canary. And what I am hoping is that Mama reveals something big enough that it cancels Trump's chances of running. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, you would think that it would. But it seems like molestation and
didn't stop him.
It's kind of like a stamp of approval in the Republican Party for some of them.
Yeah.
What was the old boy's name? The one that got accused of sleeping with the underage girl.
Hey, Matt
Epstein.
Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz
begging Kyle to be down with him. They don't bat an eye at that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, eh.
To think I went to school with this kid and we were in student government together. Lord,
you had your chance.
And you have normal sex, right, Q?
I do.
You know, them Florida people, they be coming out, they be in the news.
With alligators, but it's normal sex.
All right, y'all. A few weeks ago, we spoke about the 9-year-old Ezra Blunt who, after attending Astroworld with his dad, wound up in a coma. Injuries sustained during the crowd surge. Unfortunately, Ezra didn't survive and he was laid to rest on Tuesday. Now it's being reported that Travis Scott offered to pay for Blunt's funeral costs, but his family has rejected the offer. The family attorney released the following statement. Your client's offer is declined. I have no doubt Mr. Scott feels remorse. His journey ahead will be painful. He must face and hopefully see that he bears some of the responsibility for this tragedy. Now, our thoughts and prayers are, of course, with Ezra's family. What are your thoughts on this and the family refusing assistance with the funeral costs?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was a legal strategy. I'm pretty sure they were advised by their attorney to not take the money. I'm sure it's one of those things where, you know, if you take the money over here, it may damage what you got going on over here with your lawsuit or whatever the case may be. And Ben Crump don't got a hold of this. So them people, that fume was paid for. The fume was paid for. It was going to get paid for. You know, I just feel bad for the family. You know, they probably didn't even want to hear from no damn Travis Scott. To be quite honest with you, I wouldn't want to hear no damn correspondence from him if my child had died. But it's just sad all the way around.
Al, what do you think about this?
You know, it is very tragic and cute. You know exactly what it is. They can't accept money for a funeral and then have a lawsuit, whether it is criminal or civil, and expect to win money from the defendant in that case. The interesting thing to me, though, Claudia, is if you read this story, Ezra's family and lawyers are only asking for $1 million in the lawsuit. $1 million in the lawsuit. I just don't understand why Travis Scott's attorneys aren't being smarter about this. Settle outside of court, put this to rest, kill the stories about this, because it's the story around this young man that's really tugging at our heartstrings. Like, turn this act of violence into an act of kindness. We know that if you settle, that's not an admission of guilt. So why wouldn't you just give $1 million to make this go away? It's so much easier and it's so much quicker. We could turn this page and we could move forward.
I wonder why they're asking for so little.
I know. It blew my mind. They're asking for $1 million. Hopefully, though, with Ben Crump being involved, he'll be able to up that number a little bit. But I was very shocked to find out that they're only asking for $1 million in the lawsuit that they filed in the city of Houston.
Do you think it's part of a bigger legal strategy, or are they going to get more from off the class action maybe? Or
I'm thinking maybe that, I don't know, it's a wrongful death. Maybe there, I don't know if there's a max in that jurisdiction, but I can't believe that a child's life is worth $1 million. He was only 9. His life expectations is in the 70s now. They have to calculate how much he could possibly make in all those years, and it's got to be well over $1 million.
You know, you'd be surprised with some of these lawsuits, what people are okay with to feel like they're being made whole. And I feel like Travis, you know, you're right, $1 million would probably be nothing to him, but maybe that's his strategy of saying, I don't feel like I'm responsible in this. That's probably part of his defense, you know? All right, sad story all around. Okay, moving on. Billy Porter made quite the entrance at the 2021 Fashion Awards. Cat, hold on, sorry. My bad. In London, take a look. Cat's ghetto, sorry. What do y'all think about this grant? And is it too much? Is it?
Unpopular opinion. I'm tired of Billy Porter. I just am. And I have to be very careful with my words because I am a Black gay man in media. He is a Black gay man in media who, you know, is doing a lot of representation for the community. So I would never want to say anything to challenge that or damage, you know, the strides and the barriers that Billy is breaking down. But can we just get a little normalcy sometimes? Like sometimes can you just like go to Sears or Roebuck and put a suit on and walk down the red carpet like everybody else and like just be regular, like for the
like your sex life.
Yeah, I mean, can we just be regular sometimes? Like, I would hate to go to Billy Porter House. I bet Billy Porter House is junky and full of all type of decorations and knickknacks and furniture and silk flowers and shit all over the damn place. It's just too much. So like, he showed up with the whole damn Cirque du Soleil and they was pop-lopping and dropping on the red carpet. It's too much.
You know what's annoying? The fact that because he's in the community, you can't just say how you would feel if a cis person, a straight person had a horrific look on the red carpet or something that was too much. You would just be able to tear into their ass, pause, and not get any pushback. Nobody would say anything. Actually, people would laugh. But because someone's in the community, you have to like, you know, you got to give a disclaimer because listen, when you have an opinion about an individual's outfit, it's about that individual. We can all sit here and acknowledge the great things he's done, but that does not mean that we can't say his outfit was doing a lot. Right? Al, what do you think? Did you like it?
I think in this case, it's not just his outfit anymore. Now, Claudia and Q, we've all walked the red carpet. And when you come on that red carpet and people are feeling you and all your antics, the photographers are yelling at you. The people are yelling at you. If production can put that clip back up one more time, when they are doing a real live Cirque du Soleil act on the carpet and everybody's like, so Q, you're right. You're not the only one that's over him. Clearly, everyone there is over him and his antics. And it just takes away from the greatness that we saw and realized with Billy Porter and this growth of him in the media space. I think he's just doing a little bit too much and he needs to pull it back a little bit.
I think it would hit better if sometimes you would just don't want to, you know what I mean? Like if it wasn't every single time, because it's almost like we're exhausted, but when it would be more special. It's kind of like when you have the wild, crazy sex that Q has once in a while. It's a big deal. But if you do it all the time, then that wild stuff is just regular sex to you, right? And it would be a special occasion.
Now I'm going to get out of my bedroom. I think it would actually land better if it was authentic. You know what I'm saying?
Agree.
Like, it, for me, it feels political. It feels socio-political. It feels like he's purposely always trying to make a statement versus somebody like an EJ Johnson. EJ just get a girl fascist effortly because that's just what he do. You know what I'm saying? But it's like Billy is going out of his way to make, to bend gender norms. And I appreciate him for it. I do. But you know, brother, sometimes just give it a rest. Sometimes it's just too much for the people. And between Will and Jada giving us too much of their business and you giving us too much Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, it's too much.
Well, we ain't going to take too much time on this commercial. Right back in a couple of minutes with more TGIF. Hey guys, welcome back to TGIF. If you're enjoying the show, give us some thumbs up in the chat. Thumbs up, thumbs up. All right, y'all. Now, did you know even if you have an okay credit score, that can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars over the life of a 30-year home loan? Well, that's why you should use ScoreMaster before you apply for any loan. Now, ScoreMaster can take a credit score from okay to great fast. Now, the average user adds 61 points in 20 days or less. Now, recent COVID surges will keep interest rates low for now. And adding 61 points to your score could really save you thousands on a home loan. But soon, those rates will go up. So before you apply, visit ScoreMaster.com where you can add points to your credit score fast. Then you can maintain and protect your credit score with 24/7 credit monitoring and $1 million insurance fraud. Now, it only takes minutes to enroll, see your points, and get on track to get more points and qualify for the lowest loan rates around. Visit scoremaster.com/T. That's scoremaster.com/T to get started today. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with more TGIF. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all, Tyra Banks. She's trending after a former America's Next Top Model contestant details her alleged experience on the show. Now, Sarah Hartshorn from Cycle 9 of Top Model went on Twitter and expressed that contestants only received $40 a day without residuals, and they had to pay for food. Hartshorn also expressed that contestants were under contract, and if they chose to no longer participate on the show, they were threatened with multi-million dollar lawsuits by the show's handlers, security, and lawyers. Now, look, people love coming for Tyra Banks for some reason. What are your thoughts on this former contestant speaking out about her experience? And do you think she's coming off as ungrateful?
So, you know, two things can be true here at the same time. First, with all the money that Tyra them were making as hosts and all the money that that show was bringing in advertising revenue, there's no reason why they couldn't have paid those girls $100 a day, $150 a day. I'm pretty sure they're only filming across 2 or 3 weeks. That's number one. But part two of it is nobody made you participate. Welcome to show business, okay? The business that does not pay until it pays, okay? This, and Claudia, you can speak to that. I can tell you the countless amount of times I still turn on my TV and see my damn face on that TV for jobs that I didn't get paid for, that they're still making money off of, programs that I shot 7 and 8 years ago for free. You know what I'm saying? Or jobs that I got paid very little of nothing. It is what it is. Welcome to the business. Them people that make you sign them papers, them people that make your ugly self want to be no model, them people that make you do none of that. Them people say, here go these $40, go get you some chips and a Capri Sun. And if you don't like it, then you don't have to participate. And you chose to participate. You don't get to complain on the back end when you chose to participate.
Al, what do you think?
You know, a contract is a contract. Number one, all of the participants are over 18 years old and they signed the contract. The contract said what you were going to receive. Now, what she didn't share was in that contract, they get exposure, international exposure. They get business opportunities offered to them for being exposed internationally. Their travel, all their travel was taken care of, and all of their room and board was taken care of. This is nothing new. It's just unfortunate that she thought exposing her was going to do something good for her, when in fact it's not. I think it's going to hurt her more than anything. But let me tell you, Claudia, I don't know about you and Q. Y'all need to tell me. I feel like the last few years just been a silent campaign to debunk, dismantle, and discredit Tyra Banks in the entertainment industry. Do you guys feel that?
I get that vibe too. I get that. I get that vibe too.
Yeah, and I think they're coming for her legacy. And I haven't put my finger on when it started, but it kind of felt like it started when she had that misunderstanding with Oprah.
You know, is it that, or could it be the Ellen situation where you really are a bad person and people are tired of you walking around having this super clean persona and they're just like, we want to tell y'all who the real thing is. I mean, I don't know. I've never met the woman.
Well, that, you know,
that knows her, but
that is the rumor.
It seems as if people are out to prove that she is not as wholesome as she gives and that she's not.
I try not to buy into that, those kind of rumors, because on any given day, in any different circumstances, people can meet you under different circumstances and have a totally different opinion of you than on another day. Mm-hmm. And you may have, you know, and it takes nothing to trash a celebrity. At the end of the day, say what you want about Tyra Banks. There's a lot of people that we would have never heard of had they not have gone on America's Next Top Model and she got getting, and they had not gotten that opportunity. Now, complain about it at the time when it happened. I've done jobs for next to nothing or exposure. How I look like 25 years later saying, they didn't pay me right on this show. Well, the time to complain about it was then. But when you thought you may be in the running to win, you didn't say anything. You were willing to do that for $40 for the chance for it to maybe change your life. All those pageants I entered, I didn't get paid. I had to pay money to be in them. And it sucks because, all right, I don't know the context. I think this girl just went on Twitter and just started talking about this. And I don't know. It does, to me, it comes off a little bit ungrateful, but maybe in, and at the same time, like you say, Q, two things can be true at the same time. I do think when you're on television, those shows make tons of money on those girls. Give them something for their time there, because it is still a job and it did, you need contestants to make the show pop.
Right. You know, I think it's one of those things too, Claudia. I think that some of the girls go into this with the expectation that they're going to become BFFs with Tyra Banks, because I've seen a lot of the interviews when the girls are like, Tyra don't care about us. We only see her 2 hours out the day. You know, we're doing X, Y, Z. I think, and then when they don't get that, when they ain't got Tyra Banks' personal cell phone number, or they're not being invited to the cookout or the baby shower, now they're feeling a way. You know what I'm saying? Because it didn't shake out the way they thought it was going to shake out. Tyra meets 9, 12, 1,000 people a day. She ain't got time to be friends with all of y'all.
And I do agree with someone in the comments. Let's see. Someone said they should be paid. Kid Dawn 777 says they should be paid scale, and they should get paid scale. Scale is the minimum to be on television, whether in the AFTRA or SAG union. And they should, a lot at the time, a lot of reality shows weren't run by the unions.
Yeah,
so they weren't under union rules. So they were able to get away with this. That's why they produce a lot of reality TV. They're like, oh, here goes $40 and you're good. That would never happen now under SAG AFTRA rules. Speaking of breaking the rules, this isn't good news. Trey Songz is under an investigation after an alleged sexual assault in Las Vegas. Authorities have not revealed details about the alleged incident, but have only said that Songz is cooperating with the police. And this is not the first time that Songz has been accused of sexual misconduct. In 2017, the singer was accused of sexual intimidation by Keke Palmer. What are your thoughts on this new allegation? And do you think he's just a target because it's already kind of been put out there about him, so it's easy to kind of just pile on? Or do you think there's any truth to these allegations?
Either way, it's bad. And, you know, coming in this R. Kelly climate, I mean, it doesn't make things better. By no means am I implying that Trey Songz may be an R. Kelly, but R. Kelly situation has taught us that we have to start paying attention earlier and sooner and being more diligent about these types of things. I've always liked Trey because he's done a pretty good job of staying out of the media or whatever the case may be. But as of recently, he keeps getting in the media for all this sex stuff. And I'm just here to tell Trey, I mean, you need to switch up how you're moving, bro, whether it's true or false. It's something that you're doing that's making this stuff possible for these people in the media.
Al, what do you think?
You know, I believe Keke Palmer when she said it on Wendy Williams and on Breakfast Club. She was very adamant about her recount of the details that happened on that video set to the point where she hid in a closet. Remember, she shared that to avoid his sexual discrepancies or sexual assault, she hid in a closet. And this isn't the first time that we've heard him sexually assaulting someone. But the best thing that I know about this is that Kevin Lyles is his manager. We know Kevin Lyles from Def Jam. We know Kevin Lyles has helped many artists like Megan Thee Stallion. I feel like Kevin Lyles needs to pull the coattail of his talent and say, hey, man, we got to reel this in, because now the Whisper is becoming a voice, and that we don't need.
I think Trey Songz is such a talented, attractive artist that a lot of people like and they want to work with and be around. And he has great fan. He has a very adamant fan base. I just feel like I remember meeting him at the very beginning of his career. He did one of my radio shows. So sweet and humble, bright eyed, and just, you know, and he wasn't very recognizable at the time. But this business does something to you. And it's going to bring out any monsters you have, any demons. And I just feel like he needs to make it where he's less accessible, where you can't get to him. And you can't even be in those situations to even be tempted. And if you have something you're dealing with, Kevin Lyles. I mean, I hope that he has good people around him that can protect him, because it would be sad to see this man that did all this good in the career path he is and messed up these allegations. And Keke Palmer, I love her. And I tend to believe women when they say things about this, because it's difficult to make these accusations against someone so beloved like that without getting dragged. So I want them both to be good. You know what I mean? Like, if there's an issue there, address it.
I got a question. I just want to know how much coochie they be wanting. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, at this point, you're Trey Songz. Like, you don't have all the sex. Like, you don't have all the sex, all the coochie, all the groupies. Like, they don't never get all, they don't never get bored. and just, you know, want to do regular stuff like eat popcorn and watch a movie because you don't have so much sex.
I would think that you should be bored of, like, just every single day there's multiple women.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, Trey Songz and Chris Brown, I'm sure they have overdosed on coochie at this point. Like, bruh.
I think it comes to a point where it's just like, it's a novelty, you know, it's like, what can I get this person to do now? Who can I have? And who's going to tell me no? And why are they telling me no? I'm Trey Songz or I'm Chris Brown. But I don't, and just in general, I don't think sex could ever get old.
I'm just tired of seeing people that we love and that are talented, that have every opportunity, like that are just like highly blessed.
Right.
Mess it up over something so easy to get. You know what I mean? You're a handsome guy. You don't need to take it from anyone.
And everybody knows the cleanest sex is prostitution. Okay. Just, it's easy. It's a business arrangement. We ain't even got to worry about all this discrepancy stuff. Just buy you some coochie. Just go buy you some.
One last comment. Ebony said, if Keke was white, people would have paid more attention. I will say that it did go away quite fast. And that seems to always happen when it's a Black woman accusing someone of something. All right, fellas, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with... Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all. Jelaine, is that her name? Jislaine? Jislaine?
I call that half a Jizz Lane.
Let's call it Jizz Lane because, well, for obvious reasons, Ghislaine Maxwell's trial started Monday. Now she's being accused of trafficking teenage girls to have sex with her longtime partner in crime, Jeffrey Epstein. Now, so far during the trial, several high profile men, including former United States presidents, were named. Now, when defense called Epstein's longtime former pilot, Lawrence Paul Visosky, to the stand, Visosky said President Bill Clinton, President Donald Trump, and Prince Andrew were among the politicians and celebrities that he flew on Epstein's private plane. He also named Kevin Spacey and Chris Tucker, amongst others, who were also spotted on the jet. Now, are you surprised by some of the names that have been on the jet, or could it be innocent that they just went to his parties? What do y'all think about this?
You know, as salacious as this story already is, and as much as we are waiting for Ghislaine to sing like a canary and let us know who all been playing that little young tenderoni tootsie cat, there's no story here. I mean, and unless the pilot is telling me that he's seen them playing with little girls on the airplane, as far as I'm concerned, this is just some people who were traveling back and forth. I mean, Al, just because you a bank robber and me and you go out to dinner, don't make me a bank robber along with you, especially if I was not aware of what you was doing. And what you not finna do, Ghislaine, is drag Chris Tucker in this mess, okay? He is a fine, outstanding citizen. He ain't touched nobody. He ain't did nothing. And I do not appreciate you trying to implicate my boy Chris Tucker in this crazy, nasty white people mess. Okay. Chris was on that plane because he was talking about movie deals and stuff. He was not messing with them girls. Okay, don't mention nobody else black either, because we wasn't over there for that.
I think naming the names is a way to get attention. That doesn't necessarily mean that these people should be implicated in the sexual abuse part of this story. Al, what do you think?
I'm pissed off. Okay, and I want to know why this woman, who's a sex trafficker, not like as many years as Bill Cosby, as many years as R. Kelly, they sex traffic, but we don't get the media attention for her sex trafficking women as R. Kelly got or that Bill Cosby got. This whole situation pisses me off. I'm tired of the inequities in the media coverage over this sex trafficking and sexual deviance. When it comes to black men, you drag us like dogs, you treat us like dogs, and you reveal us to the world as inhumane. But as with this woman, we don't even have coverage on her every day. We have coverage every day on Bill Cosby. We have coverage every day on R. Kelly. This is a woman that is fishing for other women. She is a woman who is the culprit here, who's tricking these young girls to traffic for men, but she doesn't get the same coverage that a R. Kelly and a Bill Cosby does. This is disgusting and I'm sick of it. We need to be just as outraged over this woman as we are for R. Kelly and as Bill Cosby. So white people, where are you at on that outrage? And the outrage shouldn't be just because it's from little girls being sex trafficked, but it's a woman at the helm of it. I need main media to stand up to this inequity. This is a miscarriage in journalism, period.
I think because they don't know how to say her name.
Whatever. Not right.
Could it be something innately that we treat her different because she's a woman? That's part of the reason.
And a white woman at that.
Or that she is the daughter of a billionaire who allegedly possibly killed her daddy so she can take the money and go play in the States to sex traffic Americans. This is disgusting.
Mm. Well, hopefully this trial will bring about. I think a lot of people don't know the story, and they should, because this is a huge story. They then killed off Jeffrey.
Listen, I'm just ready for the other shoe to drop, okay? Like, This whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, they've been dangling his names, ever since he was damn alive. My dog, give us the names and tell us what they did and who all it is. You know, that's what I'm waiting for.
Well, someone did testify, I believe today, that she was 14 at the time, that Ghislaine, she brought this 14-year-old girl on to meet Donald Trump. What 14-year-old girl? And he was not president back then, okay, now? Yeah. What 14-year-old girl gets brought to meet this man who already had a reputation?
Remember, it's the same 14-year-old girl that was at the Playboy magazine, the Playboy mansion at the Playboy party. That's the same little girl. They flew over. That's the same little girl.
You know what's funny? And you brought something up, Al. You know, the 14 and 15-year-old black girls in the R. Kelly trial were villainized. Like, they were the biggest skank whores, and they knew what they was doing, and they was grown. They knew. But these girls are treated more like little girls that were victims, and they all should have that. They're all little girls.
You want to know what's funny? And I hate what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Like, I don't want to hear no mess about nobody talking about they was traumatized, that they was 14 or whatever. Where was your mama and your daddy? Okay, where was your parents at? There, I cannot think of any circumstance in the world where I would be 14 years old and have an opportunity to meet Donald Trump and my parents would not be present. You can't give me a scenario how a 14-year-old gets detached from their parents to be able to canoodle with grown men. I just don't understand it.
You don't have to tell me
she was a runaway or a meth addict or sleeping under a bridge or something to make this make sense to me.
Why aren't we reading about this every day? We've read about Bill Cosby every day. We've read about R. Kelly every day. Why aren't we reading about this every day?
We will talk about it again on Friday, and we will definitely keep on doing our part to make some journalistic Equality.
We finna drag your ass, you old German Shepherd looking hell.
Hey, before we go, Omarion is trending after people confuse the spelling of the new COVID-19 variant Omicron with Omarion's name. Now, Twitter users poked fun at the confusion and are now calling the new strain the Omarion variant. Take a look at just a few of the tweets that have been circulating around. One Twitter user wrote, "In line for my booster right now, Omarion will not dance his way into my life." Nick Rosenberg on Twitter wrote, "The Omarion variant is no joke. It can cause a cardiac condition where it puts an ice box where your heart used to be." Oh, man, they will make a joke. Black Twitter will make a joke out of everything, won't they?
I love Twitter.
We like Omarion, actually.
You like Omarion?
Yeah, I think he's one of the coolest people in the industry. I'm sorry.
They need to call it the Omarosa variant. That's more fitting.
That they will don't bitch, they don't want that.
But that's a whole nother show for a whole nother day.
The Omarosa variant.
Ooh, I'm biting my tongue right now.
Don't bite it. I'm trying to do better.
I'm trying to not be on the blogs and get dragged this week for my opinions. All right, y'all. This was a fun show. Y'all have a good time tonight.
It was, you know, it was good to be back in the saddle. I actually missed y'all.
Did you really?
Yeah, and the people was blowing us up on social media about us being off last week. I mean, y'all, we got families. We want to, you know, eat turkey and stuff too sometime.
Right. Well, I had a good time with you all. All right, y'all. Make sure you stick around. The Black Report is coming up next, and make sure you tune in this Friday for more tea.